At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you gotta deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Well, I feel badly about a lot of them because I think a lot of it's very unfair. I mean, I look at some of them where they go back 12 years. Like Manafort has nothing to do with our campaign. But I feel so, I tell you, I feel a little badly about it. They went back 12 years to get things that he did 12 years ago. You know, Paul Manafort worked for me for a very short period of time. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for John McCain, or as Herm did. He worked for many other Republicans. He worked for me, what, for 49 days or something? A very short period of time. I feel badly for some people because they've gone back 12 years to find things about somebody, and I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right that they burst into a lawyer's office on a weekend and early in the morning. I'd never heard of that before. I mean, could you imagine if they burst into Barack Obama's lawyer's office? It would not be acceptable.
Donald Trump addressing the media today. Nate Shellman here out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana Lash here on The Dana Show. You remember doing... Maybe you don't remember. Maybe some of you were good kids. I was not a good kid. I had my moments. I got into some trouble. Okay? So, for those of you who were perfect, let me tell you what life is like for those who aren't. Okay? The man will come down on you. If the man thinks you've done something wrong, they will come down on you harder than if they know you've done something wrong. That's how the man works. Okay? Doesn't matter if you were in school. Doesn't matter if you were dealing with local police. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with the federales. The man will come down on you hard. If they think you've done something wrong, they will do everything they can do to get you to break. What I'm discovering with the Trump administration is the rest of the country that doesn't know anything about New York doesn't know anything about the New York mentality, because there's a mentality very prevalent in New York. You can find it in other areas of the country. But there's a mindset very prevalent in New York that could best be summed up as, come at me. Come at me. I'm not scared of you. You can make my life as inconvenient as you possibly can. I'm not going to break. You're not. I either haven't done anything wrong, or I'm not going to tell. Listen, folks, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't have access to any secret rooms. I don't have access to any meetings. I was never in a room with Paul Manafort in my life, or Donald Trump, or his lawyer Cohen. I don't know these guys. So, if you're asking for my read, this is the read I'm getting. Everybody thinks something bad happened, but they can't prove it. And the people The people who might be able to shed some light on this don't want to talk. And that makes the interrogators very upset. That makes the judges, that makes the lawyers, that makes the interrogators very perturbed. And when they become very upset, well, then they start playing little games. Manafort, you know, again, I'm not a law enforcement guy either. Manafort was wearing a GPS monitor on both of his legs. Not just one, both of them. That's a jerk move. Okay, it's not like he's going to take one of his legs off. He was wearing a GPS monitor on each ankle, not just on one. That's the judge, that's the FBI just giving you one more, yeah, how are you? We can do anything we want whenever. Mueller accuses Manafort of witness tampering. Now the judge has revoked his bail, revoked his house arrest, and is going to send him to jail. He's going to face charges. Maybe he'll post bail. Probably not. Because they want to stick it to this guy. Bad. They believe that they can prove the Trump campaign colluded with Russian operatives, if not the country of Russia. They believe they can do that. See, if they knew they could prove it, honestly, if they knew it, if they had all the evidence they needed, they wouldn't be cutting deals. They wouldn't be strong-arming anybody. They wouldn't be doing raids. They wouldn't be doing any of this because they'd have all the evidence. See, people, former criminals like myself, know about... Okay, by the way, I stole my next-door neighbor's car. For those of you that are wondering what I did that was really wrong, I stole my next-door neighbor's car so I could get all the drunk people from my buddy's house home. And I got caught doing it. That was my Grand Theft Auto. I knew where he kept the keys. It's not like I hotwired it. Okay? But everybody, people thought that I was doing more than what I was actually doing. You're not telling us what we want to hear. We're going to punish you. You're not behaving.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, folks, to another edition of Reading Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio on KCNR 1460. I'm Connor Sutton. As the Colt 45's begin a three-game series tonight against the Solano Mudcats after finishing last night's game earlier this morning at 1:45, it was a 20-inning game that finished 9-7. We'll get into the stats from that game throughout this one. But tonight the Colt 45's have James Humphrey on the mound as they will look to get back into the win column, 6-6 on the year. They lost their last two to the Humboldt Crabs, who have been the best team these Colt 45s have placed on the year. The Solano Mudcats coming to this game at 5-2 here in Game 1 of the three-game series. Starting lineups for the Solano Mudcats. Wellington Balsley in center field will bat first. Joey Dorson, Peter Torres, Justin Banks, Jack Pretty, Nolan Burr, Cody Gregory, and then Taryn Dahlgren, the pitcher, will be Nate Gutierrez. Left-handed hitter is Galloway. Excuse me. He punts this one towards first. Humphrey covers, now throws to first. It's not in time. And the fleet-footed Galloway is on at first. First pitch is 7-13 here at the ballpark. And that'll bring up Dodson. On the scorecard from the Mudcats, Balsley is listed twice in the leadoff spot and in the eighth spot. It's actually Galloway who's leading off tonight. First pitch from the right-handed pitcher, Humphrey, is down low, 1-0. The 1-0 is down low, 2-0. Last night's game was 9-7 in 20 innings. 45s through eight pitchers. Eppenbach, then Samwell, Zach Morgan, Jake Parent, Paul Gallegos, Noah Dobin, Jake Gozo, and then Mickey Meinhofer for 20 innings. 2-0, up high. 3-0. I would have to imagine Humphrey's going to be asked to go a lot of innings here, despite what happens on the scoreboard. Just trying to give the bullpen at least a night off. That pitch is a strike. It's 3-1. Game time was 3 hours and 25 minutes last night between the 11th and the 19th inning. Not one run scored. Humphrey throws this pitch. It's hit back towards the mound. Meinhofer will step on the bag at second. Throw to first is not in time, so a fielder's choice. We'll give you the defensive alignment here momentarily. There's the first out. Torres now will come to the plate. Dodson on at first. Zimmerman in left field. Lane Pritchard in center. Reeves in right. Eric Carlson at third. Lorenzo Dobrecht at shortstop. Mickey Meinhofer at second base. His first pitch is popped up, back in, out of play. 0-1. Gozo at first. Kessel behind the plate tonight. Humphrey comes set here on the 0-1 pitch. Runners on the move. It's up high. Kessel to throw down to second is not in time. And now it skips into center field. Dodson's going to head into third. That's a good throw from Kessel. He would have got him. So it'll be a stolen base and an error. And now Dodson's on at third with one out here in the top half of the first inning. One is outside with a fastball, 2-1. That's a strike, a delayed call behind the plate, and it's 2-2. Humphrey's numbers coming into this game. This is his fourth start, 17 and a third. He's given up 25 hits, 12 earned runs. The 2-2, hit on the ground towards short. Dobrecht's got it. The run will come in to score. The throw to first is in time. And that's the second out. It's 1-0 Mudcats. That'll bring up Banks. Humphrey with a 6.23 ERA. He's 1-1 on the year. He's also struck out 13 batters, only walked 4. Banks, the left-handed hitter, steps in. It's 1-0 Mudcats here in the top of the first. First pitch, it's just over the plate, 0-1. Humphrey gets back on the mound and works here in the 0-1. It's in the dirt, 1-1. Last night's game, if it would have finished in 9 innings, would have been around 3.5 hours. This pitch is popped straight back off the one of the poles holding up the screen. It's 1-2. So if Humphrey gets an out here, the run will be unearned. So 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Banks comes into this game 8 for 17. It's 471 average. As he fouls this one off the screen again. Still 2-2. A 1.454 OPS over a 500 on-base percentage here early in this season. This is Banks and his 6-2-2 pitch from Humphrey. He's in the dirt. Kessel does a nice job behind the plate. The error in the inning was from Kessel, is the stolen base. It skipped into center field, allowing Dotson to advance. And now this one's hit on the ground towards first. Gozo's got on the hop. He'll take it to first himself. And that will end the top of the first inning. It's 1-0 Mudcats. 445 is coming up on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Starting lineups for the Colt 45s here tonight, trailing 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Lane Pritchard's in center field, leading off, followed by Lorenzo Debrecht and Jake Gozo. Daniel Duarte's tonight designated here in the cleanup spot. Wilson Kessel's behind the plate, batting fifth. Eric Carlson bats sixth. Kobe Zimmerman bats seventh in left field. J.J. Reeves is in right again tonight, batting eighth. Mickey Meinhofer is at second base, batting ninth. Pritchard will lead it off. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology. Specializing in website design, web hosting, search engine optimization, web marketing, broadband connectivity, and rural connectivity with Shasta Beam. Left-handed hitter will step in. We'll give you his stats from last night. He was 0-for-4, left the game early, was replaced by Murphy in the 10th inning. So he kind of got a night off. First pitch from Gutierrez is down low for ball one. Left-handed hitter. This one's popped back and out of play. 1-1. Gutierrez, 6 feet tall, comes into this game. This is his third appearance. He's 1-1, 7 innings pitched, with a 5.1 ERA. Good off-speed pitch gets Pritchard to swing through it, 1-2. One-two pitch. That is outside, 2-2. Another nice night here at the ballpark with not a cloud in the sky. Maybe a little bit off in the distance in the right. This pitch has popped up on 2-2. On the right side of the infield, Banks and Dahlgren, as it'll be Dahlgren to make the catch. And that's the first out. That'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht.
Everybody clap your hands.
Debrecht.
Number 11.
271.
Lorenzo Debrecht.
13 hits and 48 at-bats. This will be his 13th game. He's one of 345's players who have appeared in all 13 games. It'll be Debrecht, Pritchard, and Zimmerman. The right-hand hitter will step in against the southpaw. The third baseman, Burr, playing in on the grass. First pitch is chopped foul, third base side, 0-1. Defensive alignment for the Mudcats here tonight. Balsley's in left, Galloway in center, Gregory in right. Here's the 0-1. This is hit foul down the right field line into the parking lot, 0-2. Pitch was in on the hands. Debrecht just got out in front of it. The Colt 45s wearing their yellow uniforms with white pants this evening. Mudcats with the navy blue uniforms. 0-2 is way outside. 1-2. Burr is at third. Dodson at short. Dahlgren at second. Banks is at first with Torres in the squat behind the plate. One out, base is empty. It's 1-0. The Mudcats scored an unearned run in the top half of the first inning. That 1-2 is a breaking ball. Got him looking for the second out. Looked to be like it might have been a little bit high. And that's probably why DeBrack took it. But it's ruled a strike anyway. And that'll bring up Jake Gozo. Gozo last night did a little bit of everything. He was 1-for-8. He had 10 plate appearances. And he also came in to pitch for 2 innings. 2 scoreless frames for him. Right-handed hitter. First pitch is down low. It skips off the glove of Torres to the backstop. 1-0. Gozo, 250. 10 hits and 40 at-bats. He scored 7 runs, has 10 RBIs. Did hit a solo home run that went way out last night. This 1-0 is swung on and missed. 1-1. Daniel Duarte would be next if Gozo can reach. Here with 2 outs and the bases empty in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-1. That's up high, 2-1. Gozo sometimes will go after that high fastball, listed at 6'5". Stands pretty tall at the plate, and will go after those high fastballs. Here's a breaking ball that's also left high. It's 3-1. Gozo did have 3 RBIs last night. And that's ball 4. This pitch is up and in. So the first base run of the game for the Colt 45s here in the bottom of the first, and that'll bring up Daniel Duarte.
Number 5, Daniel Duarte.
Duarte tied the game in the 8th inning with a home run that cleared the net out in left field to tie it at 5. That sent the game essentially into extra innings. He was 2-for-6. As the first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Duarte, 313 on the year. That home run last night was his first of the season. Gozo with a decent lead over at first. This pitch is up and in now to Duarte. It's 2-0. Wilson Kessel is on deck. Duarte caught the first 14 innings of last night's game. And then Wilson Kessel caught the rest, the 2-0. That's a strike at the knees. 2-1. Gutierrez laboring a little bit here in this first inning, despite just having one runner on. This next pitch will be number 18. 2-1. Slide step, and this pitch is fouled straight back. 2-2. First of a 3-game series here tonight at Tiger Field. Tomorrow night, 7:15, and then Sunday night at 6:15 on Father's Day. Goes with a big lead, the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him looking. Strike 3, that's the second time the Colt 45s go down looking on that breaking ball here in this inning, and we will head to the second. It's 1-0 Mudcats. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, America's best value summer event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology. James Humphreys back out for the second inning. Gave up an unearned run in that first inning. Pretty now will come to the plate. Designated hitter. He will step in. He will be the right-handed hitter leading off here in the second. Followed by Burr and then Gregory. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Jack Pretty comes into this game. 11 for 22, 5-24. That pitch is the ball, 2-0. Humphrey not an overpowering velocity guy, but mixes pitches well. Pretty consistently around the plate. Pretty also has 9 RBIs. This pitch is popped straight up. Meinhofer, Gozo coming into the infield grass. It'll be Gozo to make the play for the first out. And Humphrey's got to be pleased with that. A 2-0 pitch that is popped directly up. And there's the first out. Nolan Burr will come to the plate here with one out and the bases empty in the top of the second inning. Burr, the left-handed hitter. Just 133 here early on the season. This pitch is lifted over towards third. Going to be a tough play. Carlson going back in fair territory. Dives. It's a fair ball. A pitch off the fist that Carlson was going to have a tough play on. He had to go back, tried to leap and dive at the same time, and it was just out of his reach. About 2 inches fair. And that's a one-out single for Burr. Kind of a strange play there. That'll bring up Cody Gregory. Gregory is 2 for 13 on the year. This is his fourth game he's appeared in. 3 RBIs. Infield double play depth. First pitch. This is hit out towards shallow left center field. Pritchard coming in. Zimmerman coming in. It will be Zimmerman to make the catch on the move for the second out. Off the crack of the bat, I thought Pritchard was going to be the one who would have to take it, but he took 2 steps back and then came racing in. Zimmerman, who had a better read on it, makes the play. Wellington Balsley will come to the plate with 2 outs and a runner on first. On the official scorecard, Balsley was listed as the leadoff hitter and the eighth place hitter. It is, in fact, Galloway who's the leadoff hitter in center field. 0-1. This pitch is popped up. Foul. Humphrey, a guy who pitches to contact. This next pitch will be number 25. Again, he's going to be asked to go quite a few innings tonight just because of 8 pitchers throwing last night. And with 2 more games to go, trying to give the bullpen the night off. The runner's on the move. This pitch is chopped towards third. Carlson leaps to his right. He's got it. Throws across the diamond. Is in time. And that will end the inning. A strange single by Burr, but he's held it first. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning. It's 1-0 here on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Wilson Kessler will lead off the bottom of the second inning as we welcome you back inside the broadcast booth. Connor Sutton here on a Friday night. We were here earlier this morning up until 1:45. First pitch is down low. 1-0. Give credit to our producer, Jared King, who not only had to produce the game last night, also had to produce the morning show this morning at 7 to 9. The Carl and Linda Pott show, but so he's been on limited sleep tonight. As this pitch is fouled back, it's 1-1. He will also produce tomorrow morning's radio show. A couple radio shows tomorrow morning. But Sunday will be his birthday, so we'll give him the night off. 1-1. That's up high. 2-1. Starting to cool off. It was a high of 93 today. Now it's dipped down to 85. This pitch is down low, 3-1. Kessel came in as a pinch hitter, went 1-for-4, ended up catching the final six innings last night, 3-1, fouled straight back, and that'll run the count full, 3-2. Carlson. And then Zimmerman is due up here in the bottom of the second inning. Twenty-fifth pitch coming up here for Gutierrez. Left-hander deals. That's up high. And that's ball four. They're going to check his swing. He did not go around. A leadoff walk. And the tying run is aboard here in the bottom of the second inning. Here from historic Tiger Field. Things are going to get interesting the rest of this weekend for the Colt 45s pitching-wise. Mason Verhees, who only threw two innings on Wednesday night, I'm assuming is either going to pitch tomorrow or Sunday, probably Sunday after 4 days rest. But the bullpen might be thin. I think J.J. Reeves, who threw five innings on Wednesday, will probably pitch. This first pitch is in the dirt. Kessel's going to go. It goes by the catcher Torres, and it'll be a wild pitch. And now the runner is in scoring position. Infield squeezing up the middle. Dotson and Dahlgren, the shortstop and second baseman. Erik Karlsson, 1-0 pitch. This is hit into left center field. That's going to drop in a base hit. The throw to the plate is going to be cut off, and Kessel will hold at third. First and third, nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. And Erik Karlsson with the first hit of the night for the Colt 45s. Karlsson last night was 2-for-8 with two walks.
Number 22, Kobe.
Kobe Zimmerman now will come to the plate. Zimmerman, right-handed hitter, infield double play depth, playing back but with the corners in, willing to give up a run for the two outs. His first pitch is a strike on the inside half of the plate, 0-1. Slide steps. This is a breaking ball down low, 1-1. Zimmerman, 234. Again, he's appeared in all 13 games now. 45-6-6. This ball's hit pretty well towards center field. Galloway going back, still going back. He makes the catch on the move. Tagging from third is Kessel. He will score. Karlsson thought that ball was going to get over his head. was around second and had to come all the way back to first. But it's a long sacrifice fly for Zimmerman, and it's 1-1. Galloway with an outstanding play in center got on his horse off the crack of the bat to make the catch. J.J. Reeves now will come to the plate. Reeves, left-handed hitter. Started last night, went 1-for-2, and then came out. Takes first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Reeves, 200. That pitch is a strike. Really fastball, 1-1. Lefty on lefty here. Reeves is 2-for-10 on the year. This is just his 11th at bat. He struck out 4 times, both of those hits singles. 1-1 is down low, 2-1. Mickey Meinhofer is on deck. Good breaking ball. That's over for a strike, 2-2. He got a pair of strikeouts looking to end the first inning on that pitch. Estimated attendance a little over 180 tonight. Outfield straight away, the 2-2. This is in the dirt. Good block behind the plate by Torres, keeping it right in front of him. Carlson thought about it and then retreated back to first. Already one run home here in the second. Wilson Kessel scored on a sacrifice fly from Kobe Zimmerman, who hit it very well out towards center. 3-2, the runner's on the move. This pitch is hit foul down the left field line, backing out of play. Still full, 3-2. Carlson was going on first movement against the left-hander and got a good jump. 9-1-2 in the third for the Mudcats. 3-2, runners on the move again. This is a breaking ball inside, and that's ball four. So first and second, nobody out. A pair of walks in the inning here. Here comes Mickey Meinhofer.
Number 7, Mickey Meinhofer.
Meinhofer was the everyday second baseman beginning the season. Had an injury and getting his first start since coming back. He did come off the bench last night. His pitch is hit on the ground, into the hole, into right field, a base hit. They're going to wave around Carlson. Now he's going to be held up. The throw to the plate is cut off, and now the bases are loaded. The second hit of the inning here in the second. And now the top of the order is coming up. It's Lane Pritchard.
Number 23, Lane Pritchard.
Pritchard, left-handed hitter. Let's see what the infield does here. With the bases loaded, the middle infield will be back here to look to play double play ball to get out of the inning. First baseman Banks is playing behind the runner Meinhofer at first. First pitch is off speed and swung on a miss, 0-1. Pritchard popped out to second in his first at bat. Next pitch will be number 40 from Gutierrez. 0-1. Lefty on lefty. This pitch hit on the ground towards first. Just foul. 0-2. That was nearly extra bases. Pritchard is batting 271. 5 runs driven in with 6 extra base hits. Carlson at third, Reeves at second, both with good speed. Meinhofer's at first. He also can run well. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. He foul tipped it back into the glove of Torres. And that is the second out. So Pritchard goes down swinging. He's now 0-for-2. And now Lorenzo Dobrecht will try and give the 45s the lead here in the bottom of the second.
Number 11, Lorenzo Dobrecht.
Lights are coming on here a little early tonight. Right before 7:45, the sun is still definitely out. This first pitch is up high, 1-0. The whole infield hasn't even been in the shadows yet. DeBrecht has 25 RBIs on the year. That leads the club by 15. This pitch is inside 1-0. Or check that, 2-0. DeBrecht struck out looking on that big breaking ball in the last half inning. 2-0. That's up high, 3-0. And now Gutierrez is going to have to come to DeBrecht or will risk walking in a run. Jake Gozo's on deck. Bases loaded, two down here in the bottom of the second. Already one run home for the 45s. It's 1-1. The 3-0. And that's inside ball four. So that'll bring in a run, and the 45s have the lead. It's 2-1 with Jake Gozo coming to the plate.
Your first baseman, number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo walked with two outs in the first inning. Right-handed hitter. Bases loaded, working from the stretch as Gutierrez. That first pitch is on the outside part of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Gutierrez climbing towards the 50-pitch mark here in the second inning. This pitch is in the dirt. Now 1-1, excuse me. Torres does a nice job of keeping that one in front of him. Good leads all the way around. 1-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2. Had him out in front there. Gutierrez is a strike away from getting out of this jam. He throws a breaking ball. It swung on and missed. And that'll end the inning. 45s do strike twice and take a 2-1 lead heading to the third here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Tara Dahlgren leads off the top of the third inning, and he squares around a bunt and is hit directly in the back as he pulls the bunt back. So Dahlgren will be on first here to lead off the third. 2-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology, specializing in website design, web hosting, search engine optimization, web marketing. As this is tapped towards third, foul, 0-1. Web marketing, broadband connectivity, rural connectivity with Shasta Beam. It's the oldest locally owned internet service provider in Shasta County since 1995. It's a long time. 23 years. Humphrey throws the 0-1. This is hit out towards center field. Pritchard back a few steps. He will make the catch. Dahlgren will have to go back to first. That's the first out here in the third.
Shortstop number one, Joey Dodson.
Dodson now will step in. Dodson reached on a fielder's choice, had a stolen base, came around to score. The only run of the game for the Mudcats. Back in the top of the first inning.
Right-handed hitter. Infield double play depth. A ground ball could get Humphrey out of the inning. This pitch is outside 1-0. Humphrey and his catcher, Kessel, both from Simpson University. So those two have had a pretty good relationship here between pitcher and catcher. They know each other well. His pitcher's on the move. Popped up, though. First base side in foul territory. Gozo going over. It's going to get out of play. 1-1. Dodson is 3-for-13 on the year with two runs scored. It's 273. Struck out four times. Walked twice. Check that. He's 3-for-11. 13 plate appearances. That last pitch was number 30 for Humphrey. Comes set on the 1-1. Now throws back to first. One and one. Pitch. That is down low and away. 2-1. Torres is on deck. The catcher and third place hitter who grounded out but brought in a run. 2-1 pitch. This is popped up. On in the infield. Meinhofer directly out behind the second will make the catch. And that's the second out. Dahlgren holds it first. Peter Torres now will come to the plate. Again, he's 0-for-1, grounded out to short, but he scored a run. Or brought in a run, I should say. Dahlgren still over at first after being beamed to lead off the inning. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Infield nearly completely in the shadows, just not out at second base with a couple beams of light. The 1-0. This is hit on the ground towards second. To his left is Mickey Meinhofer. He's got a weird hop, but has it. Throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. One left for the Mudcats. The 45s with a 2-1 lead coming up in the bottom of the third here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the third inning here from historic Tiger Field. 2-1 Colt 45's. Daniel Duarte will be the leadoff man here in the third, followed by Wilson Kessel and Eric Carlson. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology. First pitch from the left-hander Gutierrez is in the dirt. 1-0. That was pitch number 50 for Gutierrez. He's thrown an even amount of 20 of balls and strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That is outside, 2-0. Four runners left on base for the 45s, two for the Mudcats. The 45s left them loaded in the second. 2-0.
This one's hit high and deep out to left. Balsley going back. He looks up. It's gone. Duarte with a home run and back-to-back home nights. Run. That one clears the Duarte. Net yet again. It's 3-1, Colt 45s. A 2-0 fastball. He jumped all over it. Estimated distance at 365. And Duarte with a solo shot to lead off the third inning. His second home run of the year. And that'll bring up Wilson Kessel.
Your catcher, number 16, Wilson Kessel.
Right-handed hitter with the bases empty here in the third. Carlson and Zimmerman. His first pitch is up high, 1-0. Almost an identical home run that Duarte hit last night. Last night was probably a little bit better. It also tied the game. This pitch is down low, 2-0. Three to one here in the bottom of the third inning. Kessel lifts this one out towards right field. Gregory is right under it, and he makes the catch for the first out. That was right at Gregory. And that'll bring up Erik Karlsson. One out and the base is empty. Karlsson singled to left center in the second inning and scored a run.
Number nine, Erik Karlsson.
Karlsson on the year, 349 average. He scored 11 runs. That is tied for third on the club. Playing in his 11th game here tonight. First pitch is down low, 1-0 in the dirt. Torres behind the plate has been active tonight. This is also in the dirt, 2-0. Three consecutive hitters now here in the third inning that Gutierrez has fallen behind, 2-0. Kobe Zimmerman's on deck. He hit one well to center in his last at-bat that was chased down by Galloway. 2-0 is also down low. 3-0. In the top of the fourth inning, it'll be Banks, Pretty, and then Burr. A 3-0. That's right down the middle. Karlsson had the take sign on there. 3-1. A lot of these guys played 6.5 hours of baseball last night. This ball's hit pretty well out towards left field. Balsley going back. He looks up, and he makes the catch as he leaps it. He might have brought that one back in. A great play from Balsley in left field, and that's the second out.
Your left fielder, number
I don't know 14. If that one would have left the yard, but it definitely was going to bounce high off the wall. He had to leap back into his left to make the catch, and there's two down. Zimmerman will come to the plate. He had a sacrifice fly in his first at-bat with a run. No official at-bat. Two outs, bases empty. This first pitch is inside, 1-0. As Karlsson missed a home run by about 2 feet. Nice play from Balsley out and left. Two outs, bases empty. Gutierrez throws the 1-0. It's a breaking ball down low. 2-0. And now four consecutive batters here in the inning to see a 2-0 pitch. Doesn't bode well for the pitcher. 2-0. That is a strike. 2-1. Fastball inside part of the plate. Gutierrez is on the 2-1. This is hit down the line in left. That's going to be a home run. Looked like it didn't have enough, but it does. The 2-1 fastball that was lined just over the wall. Wow. A pair of solo home runs here in the third, and it's now 4-1. Estimated distance 330 as it just cleared the wall. And here comes J.J. Reeves.
J.J. Reeves.
Reeves, left-handed hitter, steps in. He walked in the second. It was left on. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Bullpen not active yet for the Mudcats. Here in the bottom of the third, this pitch is inside. But the umpire ruled that, I thought he looked at it, said that it was 1-1. I believe the count's 2-0. This pitch is also down low. It's 3-0. Base is empty, two down for Reeves. 3-0. That's a strike, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2. This next pitch will be number 70 for Gutierrez here through three innings. Or almost through three innings. He's working from the stretch with the bases empty. The full count offering is fouled straight back off the screen. Still 3-2. Two runs here in the third, both off solo home runs, one from Zimmerman, the other from Duarte. Zimmerman's got a pair of RBIs tonight. Squared up a couple of pitches. The 3-2 again. Breaking ball. Ring him up, strike three, and that'll end the inning. The breaking ball has gotten three strikeouts for Gutierrez tonight, but two runs come in for the Colt 45s on a pair of solo home runs. We'll head to the fourth. It's 4-1 on KCNR 1460.
Stunning and breathtakingly beautiful, passionate, artistic and musical excellence. These are all words that have been spoken in expression of how people feel after experiencing an evening of Spanish flamenco by dancer Savannah Fuentes. On Friday, June 29th, you too can see the beauty of this dance and hear the musical stylings brought in a live concert by flamenco dancer Savannah Fuentes, singer Jose Moreno, and guitarist Pedro Cortez, live in concert at Reading School of the Arts beginning at 8 p.m. Friday, June 29th. To get tickets for this June 29th concert, go to brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com and type in the word Feria, spelled F-E-R-I-A. Or for more information on an evening of Spanish flamenco, call Patrick at 510-1903. That's 510-1903.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fourth inning here from historic Tiger Field. It's 4-1, Colt 45's. Humphrey back out of here for the fourth inning. This first pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology, specializing in website design, web hosting, search engine optimization, web marketing, broadband connectivity, and rural connectivity with Shasta Beam. That pitch is also a strike. It's 0-2 to Banks. Banks grounded out to first to end the first inning. The 0-2 pitch hit foul. That's off the screen over near us in the broadcast booth. 0-2. Barrett Fasking, who was ejected last night, is back tonight. It's probably a long night to get ejected in. Having to wait for this game to finish in the clubhouse. 0-2 outside. 1-2. We went 2 hours last night without a run scoring between the 11th and the 19th inning. Two runs were scored by each team in the 10th. This pitch is outside, 2-2. One and two. Check that. It should be 2-2. There it is. Now on the scoreboard, it's 2-2. That's outside, 3-2. Banks, Pretty, and Burr here due up in the fourth.
3-2. This is hit well out towards right field back, and that ball is gone and a fair ball. A solo home run for Banks on a 3-2 pitch. And a solo shot for Banks, and it's 4-2. That ball was jumping off the bat. Estimated distance will be 345. Pretty now will come to the plate. First pitch. This is popped up way up there. Shallow right field. Meinhofer will come out to the outfield grass and will make the catch. Moving towards foul territory to make the first out. That'll bring up Burr. Burr is one for one. He singled down the left field line on the pitch that was off his fist. That got over the third baseman. Nolan Burr is 2 for 15 here in the year. Now 3 for 16. Left-handed hitter will step in. First pitch is in the dirt. Kessel with a nice pick behind the plate going towards his right with a backhand. To pick it. Out of the dirt. 1-0. Humphrey from the windup. This is popped up. Foul back and out of play. 1-1. The 1-1. That's a strike. 1-2 at the knees. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology. 1-2. Chopped towards second. Going to be a tough play. And it gets by Meinhofer into right, a base hit. He hesitated in between hops. Gozo thought about going over there. It's going to be ruled a hit. A little bit of a tough play in between hop, and he tried to charge it just after hesitating and couldn't pick up that hop off the dirt. And now Gregory will come to the plate. Flight out to center in the second inning. Burr is on at first with one out. First pitch is chopped on the ground into the hole in between DeBrecht and Carlson at third and short in the left field. A base hit, so back-to-back singles. Here in the fourth inning. And now there's two on and one out. Balsley, the left-handed hitter, steps in. He 0 for 1. He grounded out to third. Infield double play depth. Humphrey looking for a ground ball to get him out of the inning. Burr with a big lead at second. Nobody holding him on. Now the pitch. He's going to be bunted third base side. It's going to go foul. 0-1. Pretty good bunch, just right on the line, but eventually got foul. Owen 1. Dahlgren, the ninth place hitter, is on deck. Humphrey, the 0-1. This is slapped foul back and out of play. His balls had to reach out over the outside part of the plate. It might have been a little away to get wood on that one. 0-2. Burr at second, Gregory at first. One out here in the fourth inning. A solo home run earlier in the inning by Banks. As this 0-2's down low, 1-2. And now Kessel could not find it. It was directly at his feet, and Burr just took third on him. Let's see. Wild pitch. So first and third with one out. Gregory remained at first. 1-2. Hit on the ground towards first. Goes up towards right. He's got on the backhand. Throws a second for one. That's all they will get. The run will come in to score. And a fielder's choice, and it's 4-3. Second base number 9, Karen Dahlgren.
Dahlgren now, the right-handed hitter, will come to the plate with two out. The runner's on the move from first, and he's going to have an easy stolen bases. Kessel didn't get a good handle on it. And now the tying run is in scoring position. Want to know? 1-0 pitch. That's just low. 2-0. Tying run is at second here in the fourth inning. It's 4-3. The 2-0 pitch. This is hit on the ground towards third. Past the dive of Carlson to left. The base hit around third is Ballsley. The throw to the plate is not in time. And this game is tied. A great slide from Dahlgren as he slid up the first base line to get by the tag of Kessel. And we're tied at four. Galloway now will step in. The score is tied at four. Three runs have come in here for the Mudcats in the top of the fourth inning. Two outs, still a runner on at first. This pitch is lined towards short. DeBrecht's got it. He'll step on the bag, and that will end the inning. But three runs come across for the Mudcats, and they tie this game at four. We're heading to the bottom of the fourth inning here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Mickey Meinhoffer is going to lead off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Three runs came across for the Mudcats in the third. A solo home run by Banks. And then Ballsley and Dahlgren all came in to score. That 1-0 is a strike, 1-1. Meinhoffer singled to right in the second inning. Was a part of that two-run rally. 1-1. Out in front of the changeup, fouls it back, 1-2. Meinhoffer, then Pritchard, and DeBrecht at the top of the order. Three runners left on base for the Mudcats. Four runners left on for the Colt 45s here tonight. 1-2. Taps this one foul off himself on a check swing. 1-2. Tried to hold back and fouled it straight off his own foot. 1-2. That was pitch number 75 from Gutierrez. Both Gutierrez and Humphrey have been working quickly tonight. Here is the 1-2 pitch. That's the breaking ball in the dirt taken. 2-2. Lane Pritchard, who's on deck, is in a little bit of a slump here. He was 0-4 last night. He's 0-2 so far tonight. He was unbelievable on last week's series, last weekend series. This is yanked on the ground foul. Still 2-2. Base is empty here, leading off the bottom of the fourth inning. We are tied at 4. 6 hits, 4 runs for the Mudcats. 4 hits, 4 runs for the Colt 45s. Time is granted here as the pitch was still thrown. 45s have reached 4 times on walks. The Mudcats have yet to walk. Also an error back in the first inning. This pitch is chopped foul again. Another breaking ball. That one went down and in. Meinhofer did a good job of just getting a piece. Still 2-2. 8th pitch of the at-bat coming up. You're leading off the bottom of the fourth. 1-1. This hit is hit down the right field line. It's hooking foul. Bullpen is up and active now for the Mudcats. Nick Dodson, right-hander, is up in the pen. Still 2-2. 4 foul balls here in this AB. As Gutierrez steps back onto the rubber. Comes set and throws. That is just high, 3-2. I think Gutierrez thought he had strike 3 there. Full count offering will be coming up. This pitch is hit on the ground towards short. Dodson's got it on the hop. Throw to first is in time by a half a step for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Just over an hour of game time here tonight. Lane Pritchard now will step in. Left a runner on in the second inning. A couple runners on, actually. He's 0 for 2. Lefty on lefty with DeBrecht on deck. One out, base is empty. Pritchard, 271. First pitch is a strike on the outside half. It's 0-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground towards first. The backhand is Banks. He will take it to the bag himself. And that's the second out. Pritchard is 0 for 3. Lorenzo DeBrecht will come to the plate. With the bases empty, 2 down here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Lorenzo DeBrecht.
DeBrecht is 0 for 1. He struck out in the first and walked in a run in the second. And got credit for an RBI. It was 26th of the year. First pitch to DeBrecht is hit sharply on the ground towards third. To his left is Burr. He's got it. Throw across the diamond. It's picked out of the dirt by Banks, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Gutierrez. We're tied at 4 heading to the fifth inning here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fifth inning, Joey Dotson on the first pitch pops out to the catcher Kessel, and then on the second pitch, Peter Torres is hit on a fastball that ran in. So now Banks will come to the plate. Banks homered over the right field wall in his last at-bat. Takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. We're tied at 4. The 0-1 popped up, backing out of play. 0-2. Infield double play depth. Humphrey a long hold. 0-2. Up high, 1-2. Three runs came home in the fourth inning. The first of those came off of the Banks solo home run. Banks is 1-for-2. He grounded out the first. 1-2 is just low. 2-2. Humphrey, a long hold again. 2-2. That's outside. 3-2. Three-two runners on the move. That is inside, ball four. Jack Pretty now will step to the plate. The designated hitter, he's 0-for-2. He's popped out twice. The go-ahead run is in scoring position with one out in the top of the fifth inning. We're tied at 4. Humphrey's first pitch. This ball is hit high and deep to left, and it is gone. A three-run home run for Jack Pretty, and it's 7-4 Mudcats here in the fifth inning. A first pitch fastball, and he got all of it, clearing the netting out in left field, estimated distance 385. And that ball was hit a long way. 7-4.
Unfortunately, fans, no frozen fifth tonight. Third baseman, number 7, Nolan Burr.
Burr now will set to the plate with the bases empty and one out. Pitch is up high, 1-0. Humphrey, frustrated with himself, he steps off behind the plate, or behind the mound, excuse me, and will settle back in as he toes the rubber. Burr is 2-for-2. He's singled on a couple of tough plays. This one is fouled straight back, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, up high and away. 2-1. The 2-1 offering. That's up high, 3-1. Three-one pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2. a walk and a hit by a pitch that got two runners on, and then a three-run big fly from Pretty, and that's 7-4 is how we've gotten the lead. This one's chopped on the ground foul near the where all the coaches are sitting down the third baseline. 3-2. Full count. This is popped up. Shallow center field. This is going to be a tough play. Coming in now is Pritchard. He will slow up to make the catch for the second out. And now that'll bring up Gregory. Cody Gregory, the right fielder this evening, is 1-for-2. He flied to center in the second and singled to left in the fourth. Back-to-back three-run innings for the Mudcats here in the fourth and the fifth. Now have a 7-4 lead. First pitch, this is hit out towards right center field. Reeves going over into the gap and comes in, and he makes the catch, and that'll end the inning. Three runs do come home on a three-run shot by Pretty. It's 7-4. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth inning here from Historic Tiger Field. It's 7-4 Solano. A new pitcher on the mound is the right-hander Nick Dodson, who was working down in the bullpen in the last half inning. I'll give you his numbers here. Dodson making his first appearance on the mound in this season, according to the stats on Game Changer for the Solano Mudcats. A pair of three-run innings in the fourth and the fifth for the Mudcats, with two home runs in those innings. 45s have two home runs themselves, both in the third inning on solo shots. Jake Gozo will be the new pitcher with the replacement of Gutierrez, who has not reached the fifth inning despite having the lead. He will not be able to get credit for the win. You have to go five innings to get credit for the W, unless it's a scheduled four-inning start, which I don't think it was because of the pitch count was way up there. First pitch to Gozo. Good velocity on the fastball. That's outside. We want to know. Gozo tonight, 0-for-1 with a walk. He struck out with the bases loaded in the second inning. Gozo, Duarte, and Kessel here in the fifth inning. Pitch is also outside, 2-0. Gozo has homered twice this year in 10 RBIs, second on the club in both of those categories. 2-0, he swings through that pitch, swings over the top of it, I should say. 2-1, he chased after that ball down in the dirt. Duarte, who homered in his last at-bat, is on deck. 2-1, off-speed pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. That's outside, 3-2. The full count offering from Dotson. This is hit on the ground hard towards third. Pass the backhand of Burr into left field. A base hit. Gozo, a big turnaround first. We'll see what the official score is going to be on that. To me, that's got to be an error. Burr was ready for it. It just went off his glove. And now, still no ruling. I think that's going to be an error. I'm going to rule it here. We'll see if they change it. Daniel Duarte will come to the plate.
Number five, Daniel Duarte.
So the leadoff hitter is on the air. We'll see if they do make a change. And they actually are going to give him a single on that. Wow, kind of shocked by that. He's on the move. The throw down to second is going to be in time. Was running on the first pitch, and Gozo is down. The pitch was a ball, and he was out by a couple steps. Nice play from Torres to get rid of that in a hurry. And now there's one out with the bases empty. Duarte takes a big cut and misses. It's 1-1. Duarte swings over the top of this one. That is strike two. The 1-2 pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go around? He did. It's picked out of the dirt, and that is the second out here in the fifth. And that'll bring up Wilson Kessel with the bases empty. Kessel is 0 for 1.
Number 16, Wilson Kessel.
Walked and scored a run in the second inning. Flied out to right in the third. First pitch to the right hand hitting Kessel. This is chopped slowly towards third. Burr's got it on a hop. The throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. A single that is erased, on a caught stealing as a Torres threw down to second, and then a pair of quick outs for Dodson. We'll head to the sixth inning. It's 7-4. The Mudcats in the lead on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Balls will lead off here in the top of the sixth inning. It's 7-4. The Mudcats with the lead. 45's in risk of dropping three straight. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology. The first pitch is down low, 1-0 in the dirt. Shasta.com, specializing in website design, web hosting, search engine optimization, web marketing, broadband connectivity, and rural connectivity with Shasta Beam. Oldest locally owned internet service provider in Shasta County since 1995. The 1-0 is a strike, 1-1. Gauzy tonight is 0 for 2. He robbed a home run earlier in this game, or what from this angle looked like it would be a home run, as he had to jump at the wall to make the catch. Here's the 1-1. That's down low. Grounded out to third. Reached on a fielder's choice. Came around to score in the fourth inning. 2-1. Chopped towards first. Gozo's got it on the second hop. He will step on the bag. And there is the first out here in the sixth. And that'll bring up Taron Dahlgren. Dahlgren's 1-for-1 with an RBI. He was also hit by a pitch in the third. Bullpen now is active for the Colt 45s. That's Daniel Duarte as this pitch is hit out towards center field. Pritchard back a few steps. He's got it, and that's the second out. And that'll bring up now Galloway. Two outs and the base is empty. So far, a four-pitch inning for Humphrey, working extremely quickly on the mound. Duarte, who is the designated hitter tonight, is getting keyed it up down there, the right-handed pitcher. First pitch is down low to Galloway, 1-0. Galloway is 1-for-3 tonight. He led off the ballgame with a bunt single, has flown to center, and in the fourth inning reached on a fielder's choice. 1-0. Outside, 2-0. This pitch is popped up foul, 2-1, Galloway. 8-for-19 on the year. Couple doubles and a triple. This pitch is hit down the left field line again, foul, 2-2. 4.21 coming into this game with a 5.22 on base percentage. As a team, the Mudcats are hitting 289. It's pretty good, 2-2. Ring him up, strike three. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. No 1-2-3 inning for James Humphrey. We will head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is 7-4 here on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the sixth inning here from historic Tiger Field. It's 7-4. The Solano Mudcats with the lead. The 45s have scored twice in the second, twice in the third. Mudcats scored once in the first, three times in the fourth, and also three times in the fifth inning. Carlson and then Zimmerman and then Reeves here in the sixth. First pitch is a ball down low. Carlson checked his swing. Carlson's 1-for-2. He singled to left, came around to score, and flied out to left. That was a ball that was robbed by Ballsley. This pitch is swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch to 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology. These two teams will be back at it for Game 2 of the series tomorrow night at 7:15, and then Sunday night at 6:15, the game three. This 1-1 is down low, 2-1. Carlson, 349. Second best average on the team. 2-1. This is hit in the left, and it's just foul. 2-2. Out in front of that pitch, it was about a foot and a half in foul territory and a foot and a half away from being extra bases to lead off the inning here. 45s have left four runners on base. Three runners left on for the Mudcats. 2-2. This is chopped towards short, charging is Dodson, and he kicks it. So that's going to be an error, and Carlson will be on leading off the inning. And that'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman is one for one. He homered in the third and had a sack fly in the second. Last night, Zimmerman was one for five with three walks. .45s left 20 batters on base last night. Runners on base, excuse me. In that 20-inning game. First pitch is a strike. This pitch is up and in. 1-1. Tying run is on deck, and Zimmerman would have to reach. It would be Reeves and then Meinhofer here in the sixth. Infield double play depth. Dodson in his second inning of work would be in line to get the win here if things continue. 1-1. This is hit on the ground towards third. Burr's got it. He's going to go to second for one. To first, it is not in time, so a fielder's choice is Zimmerman will reach. And there's one out. J.J. Reeves, the left-handed hitter and right fielder, will come to the plate. Reeves made a couple outstanding plays last night. Made one into the gap in right center field, a headlong dive, and then made a play in foul territory. We had to go what seemed like 150 feet or so to make the catch. Tonight hasn't had as much action. The left-hander will step in. His first pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Long hold for Dodson. This pitch is high and away. 1-1. Might have been a pitch out. Zimmerman not going anywhere. One-one, down low, 2-1. Nice job from Torres behind the plate to slide over, make the stop. Reeves is 0-for-1 today, struck out in the third. 2-1, swing and a miss, 2-2. Reeves on the year is 2-for-11. He walked in the second. Two-two. Bring him up, strike three. Fastball outside part of the plate. And that's the second out. That'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer. Well, Jackson Murphy, who has typically been the everyday right fielder, has really struggled offensively. 158 in the year. J.J. Reeves has been out in right the last two nights starting, so it looks like they're trying to find a new right fielder. However, Reeves, so far at the plate, has not been all that good. So it looks like that spot out in right field could be up for grabs for a couple of different guys. We've seen Anthony Galati play out there a little bit. Here's the 1-0. This is hit foul back and out of play. 1-1. Zimmerman on at first. Meinhofer is 1-for-2 today. Singled to right and grounded out to short. Top of the seventh inning will be these 2-3-4 hitters for the Mudcats. This ball is hit sharply foul down the right field line, just over the top of the first base dugout, 1-2. The bat boy brings out a good number of balls to the home plate umpire.
Bat boy, Colton, ball.
1-2. Top of the order would be next if Meinhofer can reach here. Dodson looking to get out of this inning. An error and now a fielder's choice. The 1-2. This is chopped slowly towards third. Burr's got on the hop. Quickly gets rid of it. Throw to first is in time. That will end the inning. We will head to the seventh. It's 7-4. The Mudcats with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee, Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Seventh inning, new pitcher for the Colt 45s. It's Daniel Duarte. Duarte, the right-handed pitcher who caught last night for 14 innings. And now there will be no designated here. Duarte, take a look at his pitching stats. He doesn't have any. It's his first appearance here out of the pen of the year. He will face Dodson leading off the top of the seventh. Joey Dodson is 0-for-3. He scored a run in the first inning. It'll be Dodson, Torres, and then Banks. Here in the seventh, it's 7-4 Mudcats. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology, specializing in website design, web hosting. His first pitch is up high, 1-0. Search engine optimization, web marketing, broadband connectivity, and rural connectivity with Shasta Beam. It is the oldest locally owned internet service provider in Shasta County for 23 years. This pitch is also up high, it's 2-0. Base is empty, nobody out. With the new pitcher, Duarte, throwing. As this pitch is now hit into the right field down the line. Tough play, long play for long run for Reeves. It just goes foul by about 3 feet. 2-1. Duarte looking down in the direction where he typically is looking the opposite way. Well, I imagine the 45s are going to have some guys out there here in these next couple games who typically don't pitch just because of the arms they had to go through last night in the 20-inning game. Longest game in the history of Colt 45's baseball. The 2-1 hit foul straight back. 2-2. And by a lot, by the way. 6 hours and 25 minutes 2-2 here from Daniel Duarte, facing off against the right-handed hitting Dodson. The pitch, this is down low. 3-2. Full count offering here to lead off the inning. This is hit slowly towards third. Carlson's got it. The throw to first is in time as Dodson, who tried to beat that one out, skips over the bag and takes a spill. There's one out here in the seventh. Base is empty now for Torres. Torres is 0-2 with an RBI back in the first inning. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the fifth. Outfield straight away. Pritchard shading him to pull just a tad in left center. Reeves is kind of playing over into right center. This pitch is down low in the dirt, 1-0. Torres is 3-for-7 coming into tonight's game. This pitch is outside, 2-0. Four RBIs. And a pair of runs scored. Banks is on deck. This 2-0 is a strike on the outside half. It's 2-1. Hit towards third. Tough play. Past the dive of Carlson into left field. The base hit. Eighth hit of the game for the Mudcats. The first for Torres. And that'll bring up Justin Banks. Banks has scored twice tonight. He's 1-for-2 with a home run. And he scored on the fifth on the pretty home run. Left-handed hitter, infield double play depth. Duarte with the hold, now throws. He yanks this one, foul. Down the right field line, backing out of play, 0-1. Banks hit one that was about 10 feet fair over the wall and right in the fourth inning. Duarte looking for a double play ball. The runner's on the move. This 0-1's in the dirt. Picked out by Kessel. The throw to second is not in time. One and one. That would have been extraordinary if Kessel would have thrown him out, picking it out of the dirt, and then a clean throw to second. If it was on the line, he might have had him, but he had to one hop, which took a little bit of time. So Torres is in scoring position. The 1-1 pitch. This is hit on the ground to Meinhofer at second. He's got it the first, and that's the second out. Torres advances to third. And that'll bring up Jack Pretty. Pretty is 1-for-3. He had the big blow back in the fifth inning, a three-run home run to give the Mudcats the lead. That cleared the big netting out there in left field over the wall. Two out, Torres at third. First pitch from Duarte is below the knees, 1-0. One oh, swing and a miss. 1-1. One pitch. That's up high. 2-1. Pretty's 11-for-21 on the year. 5.24. 9 RBIs. 2-1 pitch. This is hit into left field. Zimmerman coming in. He will make the catch, and that'll end the inning. They leave Torres on at third. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. It's seventh inning stretch time here at Historic Tiger Field. It's 7-4 here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee, Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Dodson back out for his third inning of work. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology. First pitch to Lane Pritchard, who's 0 for 3 tonight. He was 0 for 4 last night, looking to break that 7 at bat hitless streak as he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. This is hit on the ground towards second. Dahlgren gobbles it up, fires to first in time, and here is the first out in the bottom of the seventh. In the third base club VIP pavilion, we have Muse Concrete Contractors and Palomar Builders, who are partnering to sponsor the Colt 45s this evening. Muse Concrete is owned by Joan and Boys Muse and partner Garrett Brown and has been serving the community since 1980. Palomar Builders is owned by Sue Tsai and Jeb Allen, and has been building homes and serving the community since 1990. Jeb was recently inducted into the National Hot Rod Association Hall of Fame in Gainesville, Florida. Congratulations to Jeb. The two companies proudly employ hundreds of people and hundreds of vendors. As this pitch is hit foul towards left, 0-1. Boys, Joan, Garrett, Jeb, and Sue wish to thank them for the years of commitment to our success and service to our community. 0-1. Jake Gozo's on deck. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Out in front of this one as well. It's hit foul, 0-2. Join us tomorrow morning for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. We'll talk about the Colt 45s games, and we'll talk about that marathon game last night / this morning. Anthony Williams, the new Enterprise women's basketball coach, will be joining us at 8:15. We'll talk about some NBA free agency and much, much more. That's tomorrow at 8 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. The 0-2 pitch to Lorenzo DeBrecht. He fouls this one back, still 0-2. There's a lot of fun stats to get to from last night's game. I've mentioned most of them tonight, but it was just an unbelievable. As this 0-2 pitch is swung and a miss. Strike three. DeBrecht is now 0-3. And with two outs and the bases empty, here comes Jake Gozo. Well, the fatigue set in last night for a lot of hitters, and it looks like it might have melted over into tonight. First pitch to Gozo is fouled as he checked his swing just mildly, and it hit the bat 0-1. Gozo's 1-for-2. He's walked and singled in the fifth. Base is empty, two down here in the bottom of the seventh. Hits this one on the ground to left. One hops to Dotson from the grass. Throws across his body, but it gets by the first baseman, Banks. And out of play. And Gozo will be in the second. So that will be an error on what would have been a nice play by the shortstop, Dotson.
Pitcher.
Daniel Duarte will step in as when Duarte came in to pitch, it eliminated the DH because he was the DH up until that point. Pitcher's getting warmed up down in the pen for the Mudcats. It looks like it's Nick Roach. His first pitch is in the dirt. Almost skips away from Torres, but Gozo stays at second. 1-0. 45's down three here with a runner in scoring position. Got to try and chip away. Getting one here in the seventh would make things a lot easier in the eighth and the ninth. Kessel is on deck. He goes after this pitch in the dirt. That's strike one. Turned into another very nice night here at the ballpark. Low 80s. Pretty good crowd tonight. 1-1. Another pitch in the dirt that he goes after. 1-2. Dotson looking to get out of this seventh inning. After the error. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball. That got him. And that will end the seventh inning. We'll head to the eighth. It's 7-4. The Mudcats with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Coronado Bay Center, LKQ, Barbuda's Appliance Center, North State Security, Crystal Creek Aggregate, Reading Collection Bureau,
Oh, man. Here in the top of the eighth inning, 7-4. Here on KCNR 1460. Burr will lead off for the Mudcats. Burr, Gregory, and Balsley here in the eighth. For the 45s in the bottom of the eighth, it'll be Kessel, Carlson, and Zimmerman. Duarte back out there again with the bullpen up and active. It's Mason Verhees down there who was the starter on Wednesday, just through two innings. First pitch is high, 1-0. This is also high, 2-0. Looks like, as I mentioned in the last half inning, I believe it's Nick Roach down in the bullpen for the Mudcats, and he looks to be ready to go. This 2-0 is a good changeup, and it had Burr way out on his front foot as he swung and missed. 2-1.
Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol.
This 2-1 is up high, 3-1. Burr is 2-for-3 tonight. He has the only two-hit game of any player. He fouls this one straight back off the screen. That'll run the count full 3-2. Base is empty here leading off the eighth.
Last chance to get your 50-50 raffles. Last chance to get your 50-50 raffles.
Duarte deals on 3-2. Popped up. Backing out of play. Still 3-2. Gregory, the hitter's on deck. Change up. Got him swinging. There's the first out in the eighth. Again, had him out on his front foot. Cody Gregory will step in, the right fielder. He's 1-for-3. He's flied out a pair of times and singled in the fourth. We have a pinch hitter now. It'll be Mike Driscoll, the left-handed hitter, who will pinch hit for Gregory. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Driscoll is 1-for-15 on the year. 1-0. Outside, 2-0. At a University of Nebraska, Kearney swings through this pitch. It's 2-1. Here's a 2-1 from Duarte. Off the inside, 3-1. I look pretty good from here. So Driscoll now ahead in the count, 3-1. Berries is done throwing down in the pin. 3-1 pitch. That's another changeup. Wow, up high. So Driscoll will be on. Infield will now shift into double play depth. Wellington Balsley will be the hitter. He's 0-for-3. He has an RBI and a run scored as well as a stolen base. Duarte slide step and throws. That first pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Balsley out of Solano College. This is hit to shallow left. Going out is DeBrecht. He makes the play. Oh, what a play from DeBrecht. Off the crack of the bat. That was a for sure hit. But DeBrecht just ran under it. Laid out. Going out into our left field to make the catch. And that's the second out in the eighth. Wow. And that'll bring in Dahlgren. That was the play of the night. Without a doubt there. Two out. Driscoll on at first. Right-handed hitter Dahlgren, who's one for two with an RBI. First pitch is in the dirt. Kessel does a good job keeping it in front of him. It's 1-0. Top of the order is coming up next for the Mudcats. It's 5-6-7 in the bottom of the eighth for the 45s. Duarte throws. This is lifted foul, back and out of play. 1-1. Into the parking lot. One and one. Coming up on 2 hours game time. 1-1. It's a breaking ball up high. 2-1. Hasn't been a whole lot of high strikes called tonight, with the exception of a couple breaking balls early in the game. But ever since then, that has not been the case. They've been pretty much consistently called a ball. 2-1. This is also high. 3-1. Duarte takes a walk now to the back of the mound, and now we'll step back on to regroup. Two outs. Driscoll on at first. 7-4 here in the eighth. The Mudcats would lead, and that's high for ball four. So Driscoll will head to second. Dahlgren will be at first. And now Galloway will step in. Galloway is 1-for-4. He began the game with a bunt single. Since then, is hitless. Left-handed hitter. Duarte with a long set. Throws. His pitch is down low. Ricochets out of the glove of Kessel, but right below him, so the runners aren't able to go anywhere. Two on, two out. Ferries looks ready to go down in the pen. This pitch is up high, 2-0. Barrick Fasking will now come out and talk to Duarte. He made a look down into the pen. We'll see what he does here. I'm not a fan of pulling a pitcher in between with a current batter up. I mean, a 2-0 count, that's a tough spot to bring in a reliever. Looks like Fasking's going to just have a quick chat with him. Basically just saying, hey, all you got to do is just get out of this inning. Two and oh. The Moths are back tonight in full force. 2-0. Popped up. Meinhofer in shallow right. Makes the catch. That'll end the inning. Two are left on for the Mudcats in the top of the eighth. It's 7-4. The Mudcats have the lead. 45's coming up here on KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Wilson Kessel will be leading it off. He's 0 for 2. Walked flat out to right, grounded out to third. He scored a run. He will be facing off against Dodson, who is back out again. It looked like they were going to have a new pitcher come in. However, as I mentioned earlier, I believe it's Nick Roach. But it's a long ways away to see that number down in the pen, so it could be way off as the first pitch is up high, 1-0. Whoever that is ready in the pen in case Dodson gets into trouble. It's Kessel, Carlson, and Zimmerman here in the inning. The 1-0 popped up. He loses the bat. It's in shallow right field. Coming in is the right fielder. I'm trying to see who that is. He did not make the catch. It was Driscoll who came in. It's 1-1. Went into a slide. It just came out of the glove. Kessel takes a step out. Now back in. Here is the 1-1 pitch at the windup. That is up and in, 2-1. Kessel waves at this off-speed pitch, 2-2. Pitch number 45 for Dodson out of the pen. Looks like Verhees will pitch the ninth. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Had him out in front with a breaking ball, and that is strike three for the first out here in the bottom of the eighth. That'll bring up Eric Carlson.
Your third baseman, number 9, Eric
Carlson tonight. Carlson narrowly missed a home run in the third inning, but he's 1-for-3 regardless. Singled to left in this second inning. And reached on an error in the sixth. He scored in that second inning. 45 scored twice in the second and the third. The Mudcats scored 3 times. In the fourth and the fifth. First pitch to Carlson is right there for a strike, 0-1. Dodson out of the windup. Here's the 0-1. Down low, 1-1. Forty-fives have had their chances. They've left 6 runners on base. They left the bases loaded in the second inning after scoring 2. 1-1. This is chopped towards third. It's going to be a tough play. It's going to be into the hole in the left field, a base hit. And a one-out single for Eric Carlson, his second knock of the evening. I'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman has crushed a pair of balls tonight. Hit a home run to left and a shot to center that Galloway chased down for a sacrifice fly. Right-handed hitter steps in. First pitch. Down low, 1-0. This next pitch will be number 50 for Zimmerman. Change up, that's inside. 2-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology. Specializing in website design, web hosting, search engine optimization, web marketing, broadband connectivity, and rural connectivity with Shasta Beam. Zimmerman's in the driver's seat here, 2-0. Might see him take a big rip at this one. He does. This is popped up. Shallow left field. Dodson going out. Balsley coming in. He'll make the catch. That's the second out here in the eighth.
Your left fielder, number 21.
Here comes J.J. Reeves. Carlson remains at first. Left-handed hitter Reeves. He's got a reach to get the tying run to the plate, who would be Meinhofer here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 7-4 Mudcats. Both teams have left six runners on base to this point. That first pitch is a strike, 0-1. Mudcats looking to improve to 6-2. 45 is trying to get back above 500. They're at 500 here currently as that pitch is outside 1-1. 6-6 on the year. They've lost two consecutive games Wednesday and Thursday to the Humboldt Crabs. 8-1 on Wednesday and 9-7 in 20 innings last night, or check that, this morning. 1-1. Breaking ball. Still left outside, 2-1. Reeves has struck out looking twice. He also walked in the second inning. One. He checked his swing. Did he go around? He did. That's strike two. 2-2. Carlson at first. Two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch. This is hit towards third into the Colt 45's dugout. Still 2-2. This will be pitch number 57 for Dodson, who has labored tonight. This breaking ball is outside. That'll run the count full. Carlson will get a head start at first. Because the starter, Gutierrez, did not go five innings, Dodson here is in line to get the win in relief. 3-2. Chopped on the ground to second. Charging his dogger, and he's got it on the hop to first in time. And that will end the inning. We're heading to the ninth. It's 7-4 Mudcats here on KCNR 1460.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Here in the ninth inning, new pitcher for the Colt 45s, it's Mason Verhees. Verhees was the game one starter on Wednesday. He just threw two innings in the loss, gave up six runs, all those in the second inning. However, this is his fifth appearance, first out of the pen. 14 in the third innings pitch, 10 hits. He's given up seven earned runs, walked 15, struck out 16 with a 4.39 ERA. He has struggled mainly because of his inability to control his fastball. Again, 15 walks in 14 and a third. He's been it out of the stretch, as he works out of the stretch, no matter what, but he's had runners on often. Berry's first pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Gozo is way off the line over at first. 0-1 pitch. That's up and away, 1-1. The second baseman, Meinhofer, is playing more up the middle as well. However, the right fielder is playing straight away right. 1-1. That's up and in, 2-1. Dodson is 0-4. Scored in the first inning. He reached on a fielder's choice. 2-1. This is hit softly foul. Out of play. 2-2. Two and two to Dodson. The pitch is down low. That'll be full count. In the home half of the ninth, it'll be Meinhofer, Pritchard, and DeBrecht. The 9-1-2 hitters, Dodson, Torres, and Banks here in the top of the ninth for the Mudcats. This 3-2 is fouled straight back and out of play. It'll stay 3-2. Pitch number 7 coming up. Berry's replaced Duarte, who threw two innings of scoreless ball. 3-2. Again hit foul. It'll remain a full count, and now the home plate umpire's got to get some more baseballs from the bat boy who hustles out. 7-4 our score here in the ninth inning. The Mudcats with the lead, trying to improve to 6-2 on the year. Here in game one of this three-game series, they'll be back at it again tomorrow night for 7:15 and then Sunday at 6:15. The 3-2 pitch. This is hit on the ground to short. Charging is DeBrecht. He's got it on the hop. The throw to first on the run is in time. Gozo, who is at first tonight, much taller than Will Height, who was at first last night. And if that wasn't Gozo at first, that might have pulled him off the bag. Peter Torres steps in. Here with one out and the base is empty. Torres is 1-for-3, an RBI, a run, as well as a stolen base. He singled in the seventh inning. Also has a pair of ground outs. Right-handed hitter steps in against Verhees. His pitch is outside, 1-0. I truly do not know who will be the starting pitcher tomorrow night. 1-0. That's up and away. 2-0. Base is empty. One out here in the ninth inning. Two hours and 13 minutes game time here. This pitch has popped up foul territory. It's going to get out of play. A loud crash on top of the first base dugout. 2-1. 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, 6 runners left on base for the Mudcats. For the 45s, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 7 runners left on base. 2-1. Inside, 3-1. 45s have walked 4 times, just 3 walks for the Mudcats. However, the 45s have struck out 10 times to the Mudcats, just 2. This 3-1 is popped back and out of play, just out of the yard. And another full count. If things hold, James Humphrey will pick up the loss. And Dodson will get the win. 3-2. Again fouled back and out of play. Another 7-pitch at-bat.
That's going to leave a mark.
Three-two pitch. Just missed down low. Ball 4. And Torres will be on with the walk. And that'll bring up the first baseman, Banks. Banks is 1-for-3. He scored twice. He homered in the fourth inning. A line drive down the right field line that just stayed fair. Infield, a double play depth. Kind of. Meinhofer still over in the hole. DeBrecht is more up the middle. Left-handed hitter. His first pitch is a strike on the inside part of the plate. 0-1. Throw back to first. A soft toss from Verhees as Torres dives back safely. Verhees, the big right-hander, up at 6-2. Comes set at the belt. Delivers here on the 0-1. That's up high, 1-1. J.J. Reeves in right field is hugging that line. His pitch is down low, 2-1. Berries is set. 2-1. This is hit out towards straightaway center field. Pritchard's going over towards his left. Now comes in a few steps to make the catch. That's the second out. He throws over to first, trying to get Torres napping. But that's the second out. Here in the top of the ninth, that'll bring up the designated hitter, Jack Pretty. He hit a 3-run home run in the fifth inning. That has been the difference maker thus far tonight. 1-for-4. That was the big swing of the bat. Has 3 RBIs from that big fly. 2 out, 1 on. First pitch is fouled off the catcher, Kessel. 0-1. Again, 9-1-2 due up for the 45s in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Most of the fans here on a Friday night have stuck around. Runners on the move, the 0-1. Kessel throw down to second is not in time. I think that pitch was ruled a ball. Looked pretty good. So stolen base for Torres, and now he's in scoring position with 2 out here in the ninth inning. Bullpen is active for the Mudcats. It's either Roberto Diaz or Chris Bruner. This pitch is up and in. 2-1. Kessel bluffs a throw back to second. Torres read it and nonchalantly gets back to the bag. 2-1. This will be pitch number 23 of the inning here for Verhees. Swing and a miss. The 2-1 fastball, and he swung right through it. 2-2. Torres on its second with 2 down here in the top of the ninth. It's 7-4 Mudcats here in game 1 of this 3-game series. 2-2, runners on the move. It's in the dirt and gets to the backstop. So Torres will get credit with a stolen base. Despite the wild pitch. And it's 3-2. Pair of stolen bases for Torres here in this inning. Payoff pitch. 3-2. Swung on a miss. And that will end the inning. They leave the runner on third, and we will head to the bottom of the ninth inning. 45s are going to need 3 runs to tie the game, 4 to win it, with Meinhofer, Pritchard, and DeBrecht coming up. here on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher for the Mudcats here in the ninth inning, looking to record the save. It's the right-hander number 19, Chris Bruner. Bruner on the year is 1-for-1 on saves. He's also 1-0. This will be his fifth appearance, all of them in relief. The six innings, he's given up four hits, two runs. Five walks, eight strikeouts. He's hit two batsmen with a 3.0 ERA with a 1.5 whip. Colt 45s are going to have to score three times here in the ninth to extend this game. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta.com, building bridges between people and technology, specializing in website design, web hosting, search engine optimization, web marketing, broadband connectivity, and rural connectivity with Shasta Beam. Following this game, we'll have a short post-game wrap. You can join us tomorrow morning for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton to talk about this game and the Colt 45s this weekend. Also, Enterprise Varsity Girls Basketball Coach Anthony Williams, my good friend, will be joining us at 8:15 talking about his young career and his plans for that program. And we'll talk about the NBA free agency, the NBA draft coming up, a little World Cup. We'll touch on a little bit of everything. That's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Meinhofer, Pritchard, and DeBrecht as the Colt 45 is trying to come back here in the home half of the ninth inning. Right-handed hitter takes the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. I imagine here in the ninth they'll be taking till they get a strike. Meinhofer is 1-for-3 tonight. He singled in the second. He's grounded out twice. This is popped up, and now he's down in the count 0-2. That's headed for a car. 0-2. The center fielder Galloway is very shallow in center. Balsley in left is also pretty shallow. Galloway made an unbelievable play earlier in the game. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just high, 1-2. Going straight back to make the catch that saved extra bases that, with runners on, could have been disastrous. 1-2 is inside as Meinhofer has to duck out of the way. It's 2-2. Base is empty. Nobody out here leading off the bottom of the ninth. 2-2. Breaking ball up high. 3-2. Three consecutive pitches. These last two not very close. Pitch. This is hit out to right. On a line coming in is Driscoll. He will make the catch, and there's the first out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. That'll bring up Lane Pritchard. Pritchard is 0 for tonight, 0 for 4.
Your center fielder.
He's popped out, struck out, and grounded out twice.
Lane Pritchard.
DeBrecht is on deck. two runners would have to reach to bring the tying run to the plate. First pitch, breaking ball, is left up high, 1-0. Bruner, the right-handed pitcher, sit at 5'11". That pitch is up high, 2-0, out of Clark University. Fires the 2-0. That's a strike, 2-1. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. For the first strike here to Pritchard. 2-1. Breaking ball. Chopped towards first, but foul. 2-2. The bullpen was active, and now everybody is heading back to the dugout for the Mudcats. 2-2. Bruno working from the windup. The right-hander throws. It's a breaking ball way high and outside. Another run the count, full 3-2. So back-to-back full count offerings to two consecutive batters here for Bruner starting the ninth. Got Meinhofer to fly out to right. We'll see here the 3-2 breaking ball. That's outside, ball four. So Lane Pritchard will reach, and that'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht, who's 0-for-3. He's also has walked, also has an RBI.
Number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht.
Debrecht, last Sunday, had two home runs and 9 RBIs in the game. First pitch is up high, 1-0, to the right-handed hitting Debrecht. Debrecht, 283. Does have extra base hit power. This pitch is inside, 2-0. Pritchard with a small lead over at first. 2-0 pitch, that's up and away, 3-0. So Bruner's lost the zone here. He's thrown 6 consecutive balls. Infield double play depth. A ground ball could end the game here. Debrecht very close to the plate. Pretty upright. 3-0. And that's up high, ball 4. And that's going to bring the tying run to the plate. Torres takes time, and now the coach for the Mudcats is going to have out and have a chat with Bruner. Jake Gozo will come to the plate, and he represents the tying run. Has home run power. He's hit 2 on the year, has 10 RBIs. That's second on the team. Pritchard and Debrecht both technically don't matter as base runners. Meaning that they cannot make a bad decision trying to steal or get out. There's no point here.
Your first baseman, number 13.
You got a designated or a pinch hitter coming out on deck. The first pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Max Modesti, who I believe this is his first game suiting up, the left-handed hitter is out on deck. 0-1 in the dirt. 1-1. Pritchard and Debrecht aren't going to go on a pass ball or wild pitch unless they know they can make it. Again, can't run into an out. Gozo represents the tying run here in the bottom of the ninth. It's 7-4. The Mudcats with the lead. 1-1. Breaking ball. That's a strike. 1-2. He's flopped over 2 breaking balls for strikes here to Gozo. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing, and a miss. He checked his swing, but he went around. And there's the second out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. We're going to have a pinch hitter here, as I mentioned.
Pinch hitting number 34, Max Modest.
Modess now again represents the tying run. His first at-bat of the year, and it's a big one. Left-handed hitter. First pitch, swing, and a miss. And he looked to tie the game right there. It's 0-1. Left-handed hitter. Pritchard on at second. To Brecht at first. The 0-1. That's in the dirt. 1-1. Wilson Kessel is out on deck. He would represent the winning run if he came to the plate. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, swung on a miss, strike two. One strike away now. Pritchard at second, Brecht at first. Modest is the tying run. 1-2. Swing and a miss. And that's the ball game. Modest goes down swinging and a pitch hitting roll. The final score, the Mudcats 7, the Colt 45s 4. And we'll take a short break. We'll be back with the post-game wrap here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that, too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here from the historic Tiger Field on a Friday night. 45s drop game one of this three-game series with the Solano Mudcats 7-4 and have now lost three consecutive games here on their home field. They fall to 6-7. The Mudcats improved to 6-2. The winning pitcher tonight is Nick Dodson out of relief. The losing pitcher is James Humphrey. Dodson threw four innings, two hits, gave up no runs, five strikeouts. Humphrey threw six innings. Gave up seven hits, six earned runs, one walk and a strikeout. The save was Chris Bruner in the ninth inning as he got a strikeout to end it. Time of game is 2 hours and 33 minutes. The stars tonight for the Solano Mudcats, Jack Pretty hit that three-run home run. He only was 1 for 5, but he had the big swing of the bat. And 2 for 4 for Nolan Burr. He was the only two-hit guy of the night for the Colt 45s. Cody Zimmerman was 1 for 3 with a pair of RBIs. He had a home run in the second inning. 45 scored twice in the second, twice in the third, but were held at bay the rest of the night. Mudcats scored in the first and three times in the fourth and three times in the fifth. The final line score, the Mudcats, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. For the 45s, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. Game two of this series will be coming up tomorrow night. Colt 45s are going to be hurting on pitching. We will see who they throw out there. We will be back for that game. Pre-game will be at 7:05. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton saying so long here on a Friday night from historic Tiger Field. Final score of the Solano Mudcats 7, the Colt 45s 4, here on KCNR 1460.
contracts, no subscriptions. Here's the deal. Get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys charge for just one, and you get an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/Dana. That's BlinkProtect.com/Dana.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decade, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
Nate Tillman here, Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on the Dana Show. And just one more segment left for dads before Father's Day. Thank you all for your responses. The lines are packed, 844-344-DANA. So let's get Ken in Indiana. Ken, tell me about your dad real quick.
Not a lot of stories, just the way he taught me to be a man. He didn't come from anything. He was a foster child, never went to high school, and as an adult, he's told me he didn't feel that he was a success. But three of his four kids were college graduates, and the other one has traveled the world for his company as a quality assurance person. And the last 10 years of my mom's life, she was suffering with Alzheimer's, and the way he treated her and was by her bedside in the last 4 years of her life in a nursing home, twice a day, every day, without fail. I just hope that I can be half the man that he was if I'm ever put in that situation.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling well, Ken. I appreciate it.
He was an incredible man.
Appreciate the call, Ken. 844-344-DANA. Jeff, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes.
I'll just start by saying never a day went by that my dad didn't make sure that we had what we needed. We were never hungry, always at home, and this is very likely the last Father's Day I'll have to spend with him. He has terminal cancer and is not expected to make it much longer. And so if I can tell anybody out there anything, make sure you spend all the time you can with your family, because you never know when they're going to be gone. And, Dad, if you're listening, God, I love you. That's all I got to say.
Jerry, that's plenty. I appreciate that. Let me get Susan. Susan, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, this is Susan, and I'm calling about my dad, who was a World War II vet, and he has passed away, but he taught all four of his children to love God and your country and to take care of each other and the people around you. He was fantastic. He took us to... He was always in a parade on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. We know the American Legion would have a parade. And he was in that parade every year for forever, it seemed like, until he just couldn't really walk that well anymore. And took us to church, taught us at home. He was fantastic. And, of course, our mother was, too. So,
wow.
Happy Father's Day, God, in heaven.
Susan, thank you very much for that. Let me get. I know I can make time for Fred. Fred, real quick, go ahead, Fred. Oh, sorry, Lisa. Lisa, go ahead. One last one, real quick, Lisa.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for this opportunity to talk about my dad, who passed away 17 years ago.
How do you? Well, I guess I want to see, you know, for the girls, it's easy to say my dad taught me how to be a man. What did your dad teach you?
He taught me the importance of education. He always wanted one of us to graduate from college because he didn't have the opportunity to do so. So he would always say, be the first, and I was. So, and I have to say, when I was growing up, he always called me his shadow because I would follow him everywhere. And I had the greatest childhood because of him.
I love that
so
you
I'm
called
so
and thank
for
you,
this
Lisa.
Opportunity that you've given me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Also.
Thank you for. Lisa, unfortunately, I got to hit the end. It's the end of the show. Thank you for your dad's service. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for everybody. I had to do this for dads for Father's Day. We have this day in stupidity. Let's see here. We go to Fireball Whiskey. Fireball Whiskey covering I-40 after a crash involving two 18-wheelers. So just imagine somebody working for the Arkansas Department of Transportation trying to clean up a whole bunch of fireball and crying all at the same time as they head into this weekend. We'll be back on Monday here on The Dana Show.
just extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. Hillary Clinton has emerged from the crypt with lantern in hand and an empty jug of New Zealand Chardonnay and the other, and she found her way to some device, and she tweeted out an insult directed at James B. Comey, the hero of the day. You know, sort of, he said, as I said yesterday, they got to walk this high wire act with Comey, where he's good and he's bad. He was bad for Hillary, but he was good for Trump. This is the line. Now, all of this is BS, for 10 different reasons, but we'll get into that. Hillary Clinton coming out and tweeting an insult, kind of funny, because it turns out that, among other things, James Comey also used a Gmail account. You know, I maybe thought that was like government mail, or, you know, like he's a G-man, so he used a Gmail account because he's a G-string wearing G-man from G-Town who has a Gmail account, and he used it for official business. So Hillary Clinton is naturally mocking him for that, and we'll get into that. But one of the keys that came out yesterday was the "We'll stop it" text from Stroke to Page. All right, the "We'll stop it" thing. And that was withheld from Congress. That was one of the things that had been requested. I've got Devin Nunes from last night, and he's wondering why that wasn't provided to congressional investigators exercising their constitutional oversight duties. But it wasn't. So private accounts, hostile actors, new revelations, "We'll stop it" ought to be a bumper sticker and a T-shirt, because that's the FBI working against Trump inside the machine. The press is studiously avoiding all of this and pretending that no affirmative evidence proving bias is the same as proving there was no bias. Those are not the same things. They're lying to you.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When it comes to mortgages, the internet can help you understand a lot of things, like the importance of a good credit score or the difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate mortgage. But when it comes to knowing what's best for you, you need more than an online search. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Sure, information is everywhere, but don't you want knowledge you can trust? A home loan expert working with you personally from start to finish? A solid approval based on real information? Rocket Mortgage gives you options, technology when you want it, and people when you need them. We help you understand the details so you can make a confident decision and get approved in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 consecutive years, we've been ranked highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination by J.D. Power. And we're America's largest mortgage lender. So when you're looking for answers, go online, but start and finish with RocketMortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Rocket Mortgage results may vary.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor is totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Ah, may you live in interesting times. President Trump this morning spent 51 minutes on the north lawn of the White House, stepping out of the west wing of the White House, which is where the Oval Office is, and it's where the press briefing room is. President saw the Fox News anchor, Steve Doocy, out at the Fox News location under the green tents along the driveway there where the media have their cameras set up for their reporters to stand in front of the White House using the White House as a decorative backdrop. The president in the residence or in the Oval Office saw that Steve Doocy was out there and said, hey, maybe I'll go out and see Steve Doocy on the lawn out there. So he, in fact, wandered out of the White House. And the area where you walk out is where the press is free to roam about the White House compound. It's the Northwest Gate up the driveway to the press wing, which is the West Wing. To the right of the press area, which is over the old swimming pool where John F. Kennedy used to bring his dates, and the entrance to the West Wing where the Oval Office and the senior White House staff are is protected by Marines in uniform, and the press is not invited to walk into that part. But if you go over to the left, you can go to the press room. There are offices there for the networks and the major news organizations, and the president stepped out there, and just as he did, there was a scrum. And that is the term that is used to refer to the press gathering in a scrum at the White House around White House officials. The president came out apparently on his way to the Fox News tent, the stand-up location, and everyone mobbed him, of course. And he stood there and he talked to them for a couple few minutes. Then he continued on an escort from Steve Doocy's son, who is also a Fox News correspondent. He walked him to where Steve Doocy was, where he spoke for, I think, more than a half an hour. The president then on Fox News, live on Fox News, with all the other press standing behind Steve Doocy and Fox News, envy dripping from their sharpened teeth. The president then, wandering back toward the West Wing, stopped and engaged the press once again. and stayed there for many more minutes. They always complain that he doesn't give them enough access, which is a complete joke compared to Obama, who gave them minimal access and treated them like doormats when he did. And, of course, they liked it. Thank you, sir. May I have another, was basically their mantra back then. And President, and he abused the press in untold ways through FISA and everything else. So the president stood out there and held something of an impromptu press conference, really. And he covered the waterfront, as he is wont to do. And we have a whole bunch of audio for you from the president. We also have audio of Devin Nunes from the Fox News Channel last night, and some of the things that he had to say about the report. And he learned yesterday about yet more stuff that had been withheld from his committee and congressional overseers because they're apparently trying to keep a secret. That's what they do. It's remarkable in so many ways. And Stormy Daniels is peddling a new fragrance because I guess the old one didn't catch on. I'll stop.
There's only one Chris Plant, the Chris Plant Show.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
In North Dakota.
FBI. You go into the FBI and take a poll of the real FBI, not the scum on top, not Comey and that group of people that are total thieves.
The scum on top? Wow, oh no. The news media spun up about that. Yes, they are. The scum on top? See, the president was saying that if you took a poll of the FBI, most of the FBI people might support him. He said that among his supporters, he was listing, you know, construction workers and people with real jobs and the FBI, he said. But not the scum on top. You know, sometimes in certain products, the scum gathers on top. I think everyone notes the scum on top. Sometimes the cream rises to the top. Sometimes there is scum on top. Well, everything that I had planned to do this morning was kind of all shot to hell because the president walked out. Poor, poor, pitiful me. This is the reality of the news cycle in 2018 and during President Trump's presidency. He might just walk out the door and go do an interview for half an hour, stay on camera for 51 minutes, which he did this morning, answering questions all the while, probably more than President Obama did in the last 6 months of his presidency. And, of course, you know, when he walked out, they dropped to the ground and went prostrate and rolled around kowtowing. Kowtowing. You know, kow, it's a Chinese ritualistic demonstration of subservience to the emperor. It has a number of different specific positions. The kowtow. Kowtowing. That's what the press did. Overwhelmingly during the Obama administration, of course. And now, very different indeed. Yes, it is. And I think we're going to have to do a little update on Allie Watkins today, too, the New York Times reporter. She's such a great journalist. She is. I wonder if she has a fragrance of her own. She should probably have a fragrance, don't you think? What would it be called? It could be fun to set up a website where you name fragrances for a certain celebrity people. She's a celebrity. Before she was an adult film star. She was the star of adult films, you see. She starred in them. And Allie Watkins is like the star of adult journalism. She's the Stormy Daniels of the New York Times. Just keep the black lights away. Let me go to some audio of the President of the United States from just a short time ago. Shall we do that? I think we should do that. And we're going to talk about the report, the Department of Justice Inspector General report, the Horowitz report, and all of that good stuff. And before we move forward, Michael, I should go to the telephones and talk to the nice people, don't you think? I think that's probably the way to play it. Let's go to Scott in Leonardtown. Scott, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on.
You betcha.
The thing that struck me from the IG report was this, the bigotry of the left. You know, as someone who believes in science and that your chromosomes define your gender, if I believe that, I'm a bigot. But if someone disagrees with a liberal politically, they are a lazy POS or a retard.
Yeah, that's exactly right. These Department of Justice people communicating with one another, referring to Trump supporters as retarded and not in vogue anymore as a term, and POS, which is an abbreviation for piece of something, but I'm not sure what. And this is their, you know, this is their inner voice speaking out, and we got a little peek under the kilt with. And we have over the course of time with some of the stroke and page text messages and so on. But we also learned yesterday, and I have this, Scott, the Devin Nunes, saying, well, when we saw this text message where Lisa Page is pleading with him, oh, tell me he won't be president. And Stroke, who's in charge of the Hillary investigation and in charge of the Trump investigation, brought in by Mueller to be on his team along with the other 13. And the news media keeps resisting the realities of that, too. Stroke says, we'll stop it. Now, you know, first question might be, who are we? Because that's that's the plural, unless he thinks he's the Queen of France. Stroke is saying, we will stop it. Who are we? Me and my team in the FBI investigating Trump very aggressively, no-knock warrants, threats of extended prison terms, threatening their children, forcing people to turn, whereas in the Hillary investigation, also conducted with Stroke at the head of it, everybody gets a free pass. Everybody gets immunity. Everybody gets to destroy their evidence. Everybody gets to smash their phones. Everybody gets a bag lunch and a free ride home. And the circumstances were very, very different for these two investigations with the same man in charge of the two investigations. And based on his writings, and again, this is what the Inspector General apparently didn't find in the case of James Comey, is documentary proof of bias. The report does say that this is very government-ese, very government-y language, they say that they can't rule out bias in the case of Strzok. And, of course, there are now at least five that, according to reports, five FBI employees that are facing additional scrutiny from the Office of Professional Responsibility that may result in criminal referrals. And Peter Stroke is presumably one of them, but the FBI director, Christopher Wray, came out and kind of embarrassed himself at a press conference where he just said all kinds of ridiculous, extraneous things that had nothing to do with anything and said, like us, we still break up terror plots. You know, that's got nothing to do with anything. It's got nothing to do with the more than 30,000 FBI employees either. It's got something to do with one SUV full of Hillary supporters in Washington, D.C., Trump haters in Washington, D.C., and all of the stuff, Scott, and I'm sure you noticed this, all of the communication is anti-Trump or pro-Hillary. There is no anti-Hillary communication that was uncovered. Now, apparently they took shots at Bernie Sanders and some other people, but they've been completely and utterly uncritical of Hillary and scorchingly hostile toward President Trump. And that appears to be okay with the news media. And they've made up this fiction. This is important, Scott. The difference between no evidence of bias and no bias is very stark. And it's black and white. And everybody knows this. And the news media would have latched onto this if we had been talking about Obama or Hillary. Because no evidence means that they don't have documentary. They can't print it out on the printer, bring it into you, and put it on the table and say, here's proof of bias. All right? But the conduct of the two investigations and the different manner in which the two investigations were conducted is stark evidence, I think, of bias, if you asked me. If you brought it to a grand jury, not in Washington, D.C., but somewhere in real America, I think that the grand jury would find that, too. So, Scott, what's your final takeaway of this whole episode?
Well, I mean, clearly there was bias, but I understand why the FBI makes up and the news media makes up this this story, because they think we're a lazy POS,
right,
and we're retarded, so they think we'll believe it. It shows you what the liberals think of the regular people with real jobs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 100% right. Scott, thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Great comments, great point, well made, and that's 100% right. That's exactly right. This is one of the things that is revealed in this is what they think of you. And they're just a smug, arrogant, self-righteous, organ-harvesting gang of statists who believe that they maintain some sort of moral superiority by sending checks to Planned Parenthood and pretending they care about children at the border. They don't. They care about the political points that can be made by using children at the border. Barack Obama and this clown, this fraud, this charlatan, who's a CNN employee, last time I looked, at the White House briefing yesterday, Brian Schmenge, whatever his name is. I'll get to him in a little bit. This guy, boy, the yelling, there are children in cages. And, of course, Sarah Huckabee Sanders didn't say what she should have said, which is, I think you're referring to a photograph that was taken during your hero, Obama's administration, Brian. It was Obama putting children in cages. Your personal deity, your hero, Brian, is the man that was caging little children. Not us. In fact, Fox has a report today on the center where the children are being held, where you're not allowed, the law actually prohibits shooting video of children under a whole lot of different circumstances. As a former news business guy, there are very specific laws about going to a school and shooting video of kids or something. You can't do it. You got to blur up their faces and things. But the Fox people went there, and they found this really kind of quite nice daycare center-y sort of place where they have field trips, and they play games, and they have playgrounds, and they have nice people tending to them and feeding them great, excellent, healthy food. It's even better than Gitmo. So shut up. Now, and by the way, I've said this many times before, but how much of a gimme is this? If you're a parent and you go rob a 7-Eleven and they arrest you and put you in jail, you don't take your kids with you. We don't have family jail. We have jail, all right? And if you break the law in a fashion that leads to your incarceration, your children don't come with you. It's called the law. It's always been this way. Everybody knows that, but these hysterians, these frauds, do you have this clown? Do you have this this guy? What's his name? What number is it? I forget his last name. He's such a slime ball. Brian Karam is the guy's name. And first, Jim Acosta started off by talking over. Say he asked her a question. She starts to answer. He just starts talking over and throwing more crap at her because he's a partisan hack. He should be wearing a red beret and a Che Guevara T-shirt. He'd come to work with an AK-47 in his hand if you let him. And this Brian Karam guy, who apparently works for CNN and Playboy magazine. Am I right about that? I think that's right. I think Brian Karam works for CNN and Playboy magazine. And he covers the White House. I don't know for who he covers the White House, but he's He's a hero of the left because he's with the resistance, and he disrupts things. He's a disruptor, you see. And he's attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Don't you have any empathy for these children? I would have handed this guy his head, and it would have been in a dark and remote location when I handed it to him. I got to tell you, these people, Brian Karam, CNN contributor, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday at the White House briefing.
Come on, Sarah, you're a parent. Don't you have any empathy for what these people are going through? They have less than
you
do.
Guys,
Sarah, come on,
settle down.
Seriously.
serious.
I'm trying to be serious, but I'm not going to have you yell out a term. Jill, please call.
It's a law, and they have, these people have nothing.
Hey, Ron, I know you want to get some more TV time, but that's not what this is about. I want to recognize you. Go ahead, Jill.
Honestly, answer the question. It's a serious question. These people have nothing. They come to the border with nothing, and you throw children in cages. You're a parent. You're a parent of young children. Don't you have any empathy for what they go through?
Jill, go ahead.
Barack Obama assassinated the 16-year-old son of Anwar al-Awlaki in a drone strike in Yemen. And he's applauded for it. Barack Obama put those children in cages. He didn't do it himself. It's, the system of justice. And if you break our laws and you do it with the kids along. I mean, honestly, if you go rob a casino with your kids and they arrest you, what do you think happens? How dumb are you? Well, they didn't rob a casino. All they did was try to sneak into the country for a better life because they're afraid. And let me say something else. If Honduras is such a hellhole, or, an S-hole, as President Trump once famously in a closed-door meeting in a highly secure room in the White House with only adults present, not counting Dick Durbin, I guess, because he's the one that narked everybody out. He used a bad word, Dick Durbin. The president used a bad word to describe countries that I described the same way around the dinner table. Don't be ridiculous. But if Honduras is such a hellhole that people are fleeing with babies on their backs and humping across 1,000 miles of desert, risking life and limb, then maybe the phony, stinking United Nations should step up and do something about this hellhole, which is too dangerous for decent people to sit down and enjoy a meal. If the place is so dangerous, let's go in and kill some mamma jammas. What do you say? Hey, come on, you with me? Let's go. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No, it wasn't. Forget it, he's on a roll. Honestly, if these places are such hellholes, what are we doing sitting around sipping Starbucks coffee for when children are being brutalized and forced into drug gangs and prostitution and slavery in Honduras? For the love of Mike. Who's Mike, anyway, and why is it always for the love of Mike? I don't know the answer to that. We have lots of President Trump audio. I have Devin Nunes audio. I've got audio. Let's face it. Like nobody's business.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Unison presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, "Hey Einstein, how do you get all those ideas?" My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams, and dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom sleep tabs, you get your dreams faster, because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd! Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
By the way, they're the smartest, they're the hardest working, they pay taxes, they're incredible, they're loyal. I have the bikers, I have the construction workers, I have them all. I have, by the way, I have the FBI. You go into the FBI and take a poll of the real FBI, not the scum on top, not Comey and that group of people.
A longer version of the same moment. He has the greatest supporters, the greatest voters in the world. He has the bikers. He has the construction workers. He's got the FBI, the real FBI, not the scum on top. He's got the salt of the earth people. He's got the... And look, everybody knows this. You don't need to... I guess some people feel compelled to go around and say this every day. It's like talking about radical Islamic terrorism. We're not talking about all Muslims. We're just talking about... We're not talking about the whole FBI. Look what Comey has done to the FBI. Huh? Look what he's done. Last night, we had a radio station event. Is that what we would call it, a radio station event? It's Politics and a Pint. We had this event at the Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland last night. And many fine listeners to our humble radio program came and joined in and enjoyed cocktails and one another's company. And it was wonderful. It was great. There were people from all over the world. There were people of all stripes, of all walks of life. It was really, however you estimate the crowd, 100 to 120,000 people, I think, roughly 120,000. It was about the size of the Obama rally in Berlin, where he said he was going to slow the rise of the oceans. It was, that was Berlin, right? And it was huge, giant. Not, I'm making that up, but it was a great crowd of people. And there were people from everywhere, from the Philippines, from South America, from Samoa, from Ghana, from all over the place, very nice crowd of people. And I asked the crowd, how many of you have a high opinion of the FBI right now? And nobody raised their hand. I did it in reverse, actually. How many of you have a low opinion of the FBI right now, a negative opinion of the FBI right now? And every hand in the room went up. And these are, you know, pro-American, flags in the front yard, pay our taxes, vote, join the military. You know, these are veterans, a lot of active duty military people there last night, law enforcement people there last night. Everybody in the room, maybe one person didn't, raise their hand at the question, how many of you have a negative opinion, a negative view of the FBI right now? The whole room, essentially, it was passed by voice vote, by unanimous consent. And that's kind of unbelievable. But Comey did that. Comey did that. That's what Comey did. We don't trust Comey. We don't trust Andrew McCabe. We don't trust the system that we've been watching. We don't trust the Department of Justice, which has repeatedly slow-rolled and stonewalled the Congress when they attempt to engage in oversight. And I marvel at what the damage that Comey has done to the FBI. And you had Loretta Lynch and the Bill Clinton secret airplane meeting and Hillary's people get the kid gloves treatment. Peter Stroke is assigned to these senior positions when he's obviously without integrity. He's obviously corrupt. He's screwing around on his wife. They're at work in front of God and everyone. And he's lying, cheating, stealing, subverting democracy. We'll stop it. We'll stop it? Really?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.